Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Flowers, flowers everywhere. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to reserve some tickets and get your sunscreen on. There's always something interesting in the front garden, and as you walk toward the entrance, you can't help but notice the vibrant red-orange flower heads of the Crassula perfoliata, also known as red treasure or propeller plant because of the gray-green propeller-shaped leaves. These stunning flowers will last about a month, and the plants stay about 2 feet tall. Once inside the garden, see the garden borders inside the atrium. We looked at them about a month ago when they had just been redesigned and newly planted. But look at them now. They're filled in and looking summertime lush. Just around the corner, wandering the fuchsia collection is a great way to warm up for a walking tour of the garden. So as you head that way, take the time to enjoy the visually stunning collection of color in the fuchsia shade house. While most of the fuchsias are blooming, see if you can find the hanging basket of the Ruth West fuchsia, white sepals over sweet pink petals, or the mysterious Lady fuchsia, a hanging basket near Ruth West with coral pink over vibrant purple semi-double petals. Then there's Southgate, a variety first introduced in 1952. Its light pink vein double flowers are still popular today. And just behind the sign for the fuchsia collection, see the newly planted and very tall upright fuchsia, Bright Morning. Very light pink sepals over darker pink double petals. Step into the brand new pollination garden and you can marvel at the forces of nature and the difference that a week can make. It was very newly planted last week, and this week the garden beds are carpeted with freshly sprouted plants from the special seed mix used in the beds. Also, the sacred datura or Jimson weed is blooming. These large, white, sweetly scented flowers are the subject of many a Georgia O'Keeffe painting. Also see the butterfly favorites, the pink and blue pincushion flowers blooming, and the field bindweed is vining into everything and blooming with its small white or pink flowers. Also, the tortoise is back, happily swimming in the pond. If you saw this garden last week, you'll be astounded at the amount of growth between then and now. If you walk the path across the way in the garden beds in front of the staghorn fern collection, the heady rich scent of the chocolate daisies fill the air as the daisy flowers mix with the lovely purple top vervain. There's also lots of fresh African daisies growing, and if you're in line at Dottie's to get a quick bite, the window boxes have been replanted with a fresh herb mix and wonderful starry sky petunias. These uniquely colored purple, dark blue, and red petunias will smell sweet and look smashing for the rest of the summer. Also showing bloom right now are the lovely blue plumbagos. These plants can grow 6 to 10 feet tall and pretty much the same wide. If you need a space filler or a backdrop for your yard, this could be it. Leaving Dottie's picnic area and looking for a picture opportunity, look no further than the gazebo in the lower meadow. The lovely green backdrop of the wisteria vines and the vibrant red roses around the entrance give the perfect ambiance for a romantic picture setting. Back on the path to your right is a few deep red gladiolus spears, and just a bit farther on the corner behind the tram stop, the Octeo plants are blooming. The common Octeo has a lovely pinky-orange bloom at the tips of the whip-like canes, but the Madagascar Octeo has chartreuse flowers sprouting at the ends of much more substantial and taller canes. Both of these plants are commonly called Octeo. Both are spiny shrubs, but they are not in the same plant family. Moving into the cactus collection, see the lovely Parodia warasi, a cactus from Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil. These rounded mounded cactus get up to about 2 feet tall and a little more than 2 feet wide with lovely yellow flowers. Making your way over to the Mediterranean garden past the Bohan and Rose garden, and you can see the lovely St. Catherine's laces blooming, as is the coastal buckwheat, a plant from the Channel Islands. The caper bushes have blossoms and fruit forming. Wandering around Tram Road, you'll get to the overlook where the lovely peach-colored zephyr lily and the Texas wild olive are blooming. Look behind you to see one of the garden's many catalpa trees with flowers, and at the corner of Tram Road and Acacia Loop Road, gaze at the fabulous pink blooms of the Cape chestnut tree. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.